Well, did you catch the president's primetime special last week? Great television.
Incidentally, I'm delighted you are celebrating the 100th birthday of the Congress. It's always a pleasure to congratulate someone with more birthdays than I've had. Against our own individual standards. Excellence is what makes freedom ring. And isn't that what we do best? Just three words, some words. We the people. Those are the kids on Christmas Day looking out from a frozen sentry post on the 38th parallel in Korea. Or aboard an aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean, a million miles from home, but doing their duty. We the people.
State of the Union? This was state of the art. The kind of performance that has been driving the Democrats crazy for the last 6 years. How does the political opposition in this television age counter-program the greatest communicator of them all? Well, if you didn't turn your set off when Mr. Reagan was finished last Tuesday, you caught the latest stab at coping with that dilemma. The Democratic response to the president's State of the Union message amounted to a sneak preview, a pilot, a test marketing of a formula to compete in this Reaganized video political age. It's not the first formula the Democrats have tinkered with.
Now it's up to you and to me to make the case to America.
At their 1984 convention in San Francisco, the Democrats tried to match the president's media magic with the concept of oratory.
How much worse it will be if he is left to his radical proclivities for another 4 years unrestrained.
If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jawbone lost its resonance, please forgive me.
Why can't they understand the cry of Americans and human beings for sense and sanity in control of these god-awful weapons? Why?
Doing the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend.
It didn't work.
Protect and defend. To do so, so tonight we're providing the opposition Democrats the chance to offer their own assessment of the state of these United States.
Tuesday night, the Democrats came back from the drawing board.
Good evening.
This is Jim Wright of Texas, the new Speaker of the House of Representatives. Folksy is how you might describe Mr. Wright.
But the position of Speaker also has another constitutional duty. In fact, it dates all the way back to England in the 1370s.
It's no secret that Jim Wright has been meeting with media consultants and pollsters ever since the November elections. His performance Tuesday night offered the first glimpse of his new video image. But what sort of image is it? Well, for years, Ronald Reagan's film image was described as that of the hero's best friend. On those terms, Jim Wright comes across as the owner of the town dry goods store who finally organizes a posse. Or when he appeared alongside his Democratic colleague, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia,
"We're from rural America."
A slightly different image sprang to mind.
"Hello. Well, I guess you know what holiday is coming up pretty soon. And what I wanted to say was that when you serve the... Well, when you serve whatever you happen to be serving, make sure you are serving the Bartles and James Premium Wine Cooler with it. And we thank you once more for your support."
It's not easy to establish a video image to compete with the great communicators. Even with his presidency in trouble, Ronald Reagan still manages to make his opponents look like amateurs when they try to follow his act. It's going to be an interesting season for the Democrats these next couple of years. Lots of pilots, lots of sneak previews. Let's all be there.